You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. I met a retired history professor the other day. He lives in Washington State, but he was visiting his brother near Missoula, Montana. We sat on the back porch above the Clark Fork River next to a noisy bird feeder and had a long conversation about the nature of poverty.
I'm Pat McLatchy, and first few years of my life, I grew up in Yellowstone Park. Our parents worked for the Yellowstone Park Company at a variety of things. They were winter keepers there, and they cooked for the bus drivers in the summertime. And then my dad bought a bakery in West Yellowstone, and just before the Depression, he bought the bakery in 1928, built on tourist industry. In the summer of 1930, tourism died in West Yellowstone, and his bakery died with it. My dad was a horseman. He was grew up on a horse ranch in North Dakota, and he was a very well-known horseman when he retired. He was one of these horse whisperers. He could do things with horses that nobody else could even dream of doing. On the horse ranch, he sold a calf, traded a calf for an old violin, and he learned to fiddle at the country dances. And I asked him, how did you learn? He said, oh, I just go to the dance and they'd show me what fingers to press and they'd let me squeak away with them and we'd just make a lot of noise. And he said, they put up with it and he learned to fiddle. He had a dance band, he ran a dance hall in West Yellowstone, and he was his own bouncer. He was a tough guy. He was one of the super tough guys. He was strong. He wasn't very big, but and if he was mad, he was terrifying. But also, it was in the midst of West Yellowstone, and he wouldn't let anybody bring booze into his dance floor. And he was surrounded by saloons, illegal saloons, but saloons. West Yellowstone used to run wide open. My dad was a cook, but he wasn't fun to be around when he cooked. He would get so stressed. He wanted everything to be perfect. And my mother was so easy to be around because she called herself High Speed Hannah. Get it done fast. Don't talk about it. Don't worry about it. And her favorite expression was, if it's not quite right, if it's not quite perfect, she would say, well, you'd never notice it from a running horse. And she was that way with food, too. But her food was basic. She was not a connoisseur cooker. She didn't go for gourmet stuff. We ate, my kid brother always tells me I wouldn't eat anything except cream corn and potatoes and meat. We ate meat constantly. I mean, that was almost every meal. We had big breakfasts, pancakes, and bacon and eggs, oatmeal. Our basement, we had a basement, and two of the walls were lined with shelves clear to the ceiling with canned food every year. She canned constantly when it was canning time. We made our own root beer, homemade root beer. It was just a fun time to live, an easy time to live. My dad always complained about being poor, but I didn't know what rich was. I thought we were in beautiful shape. As you get older, you remember the good things. Everybody does. You remember what was good, and you forget what was not good. And that's the way our mind protects us, I think. But I've always enjoyed my life enormously. I have had a good life. My dad often talked about not having any money, about being poor. But we didn't sense that we were poor. We didn't know what not being poor would have been like. And I think that's 90% of it. If you don't know what else exists, then what you have is life.
You've been listening to Pat McClatchy talk about his Montana childhood. This is Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To hear more stories from the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.